Hey you guys, and welcome back to the All For God Soul Deo Gloria podcast. Today we have yet another awesome bonus episode, and our topic for today is finding your identity in Christ. Now, I chose this topic because personally, I think one of the biggest struggles that teens in modern society have is where they find their identity. And for a lot of people that don't know about Christ or what he's done for us, they try to find their identity in so many earthly things, such as sports, or their significant other, or what their bodies look like, or how many likes they get on social media, and so many other things. And I think that bringing this up is something that's super important, because even as Christians, sometimes we might find ourselves drifting away from our identity being in Christ and start putting it into earthly things. And this is something that I personally struggle with a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people listening do as well, so we are going to talk about it. Now, I think the reason that so many teenagers, I've already said this a little bit, is because the reason that so many teenagers try to find their identity in something else is because they don't know where to put their identity in. And so many people, you know, basketball is a major part in my life, but I have to remember that it's not my foundation. It's something that I can use to grow off of so I can help spread what I believe in. But it can't be my main focus. It can't be where I find my identity in. And sometimes I find myself forgetting about that. You know, I wake up and the first thing I think, you know, where am I going to work out today? What am I going to do? Instead of waking up, you know, reflecting on God and remembering that he's the reason I'm here and he's the reason that I'm alive and finding my identity in that. And that's something that I think a lot of people probably struggle with, because you don't see that many people talking about their faith anymore. So many people, especially like on social media, so many influencers are so busy trying to put stuff out there that is like, look at me, look at what I'm doing, you know, look at how great I look in this picture, look at this vacation I'm going on, or all of this stuff. And people become so caught up in, oh, I wish I looked like that, or oh, I wish I could be going on vacations like that. And I think that's what one of the major problems with social media today is you don't find that many things from it that are positive, that are influencing you to do the right thing and focus on God, but rather focusing on earthly things. And what, like, it just, that's so many things that are going on with social media that are a struggle right now. And that's another reason why I think it's so hard for teenagers to find their identity in Christ, because they see these influencers and they want to be like them. And instead of, you know, these influencers being like, hey, look at me, you know, I'm looking up and I'm praying, I'm, you know, instead of that, you don't find many people doing that. Instead, they're, you know, as I was saying, you know, posting stuff that's very much look at me. And that's what many teenagers post nowadays. And I'm not saying that that social media is a completely bad thing. My podcast has an account on social media, and I have a personal account on Instagram and Facebook and all this other stuff. And it can be a positive thing, but I think it's important that we always go back to our foundation, which needs to be in Christ instead of on earthly things, which is what my main point is going to be throughout this. Now, if we look in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, what I get from this verse is it's saying that things which are seen, or things that we are seeing currently, it's saying that the things on earth, so, you know, like sports or our friends, or our family, all this stuff, it's temporary. It's things that we can see right now. Our life on earth is not going to last forever. It's temporary. But if we look at the things which are not seen, which means things of heaven, those things are eternal and they will last forever. So if we put our focus instead of putting our focus on earthly things, and we put it in things of heaven in Christ, then those things are going to last forever. So if we build ourselves on a foundation and we put our identity in Christ, we'll see that is going to last forever. You know, when we die and we pass away, if we have our faith in Christ and we have put ourselves into Him, then when we die, we will go to heaven and we will live eternally with Him. And that foundation is going to last forever. But if we put our foundation in, let's say, for me, I might drift away from God and put my faith in, not my faith, but put my, put everything I have just into basketball. Well, that's not going to last forever. You know, I'm going to grow old and I'm not going to be able to do that stuff that I can do now forever. And that's not going to last. It's temporary. But I can use those things because God has given me a gift with us. But, you know, that's what I put myself into. And God gives everyone a different gift. And sometimes it's hard to see when you're younger because maybe your gift is speaking and you can't really use that as much when you're younger. But as you get older, it starts coming out more and more. Or maybe God gave you a gift and it's singing or it's a different sport. There are so many things that God can gift you with, but you can't put your foundation in that. You have to use those things as a platform, as something that you can build off of. You know, it's kind of like, I guess, a tree. You know, your roots of this tree or of our life have to be Christ. That's what our main focus point is. And as we grow up and we branch out, we can use things like, for me, maybe basketball. And I can use those things. And what that's doing for me right now is through basketball, I've been able to meet so many amazing people. And I've gotten to learn so much from them. And I've also gotten to share my faith with so many people because of basketball. Because I'm using it as a platform to share what I've learned while keeping my foundation in Christ. And a lot of times, I'm not perfect at all. I make a lot of mistakes, and I drift away from that foundation, and that's why it's important that we remember that we have to find and remain in our identity being in Christ. Let's see. Now, another verse that I want to, or another thing I want to add onto this topic is by looking at verses from 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So we're adding on to finding our identity in Christ, because in these verses, it's saying that our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, and we find our identities in Christ, and He lives within us. So why wouldn't we want to stay healthy and take care of our bodies and watch what we're putting into our bodies? You know, this verse is a very important verse because it's completely right. When we ask God to save us and forgive us of our sins and enter our bodies and live within us, we become a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are not our own because God lives within us. And we were bought at a price. And that's saying when Jesus died on the cross and His blood was shed, He forgave us of our sins. He was the sacrifice that was made. Therefore, we must honor God with our bodies. Now, this is saying that what we are doing with our bodies, it's not only just affecting us, but it's also affecting the people around us. And you might be like, how does that make any sense? Well, if we're Christians, you are going to be different from a lot of other people, and you're going to have people looking at you. And if you say that you're a Christian and you're going around and you're a teenager and you're just smoking cigars and you're drinking and all this other stuff, well, people are going to say you're not really any different from anyone else. So why would I want to be a Christian? You know, you're not taking care of your body, and that's affecting the people around you. It's affecting their viewpoints of you. And yes, we should not let what other people think of us bother us, but as Christians, we should also remind ourselves that we want to be seen as someone who is different and someone who is living for God, not someone who just does the same thing as everyone else. And this is a super duper important thing to remember. And you know, I think this verse can be so encouraging if you're ever tempted or you're peer pressured into smoking or drinking. And this can be a reminder that you are a temple of Christ. You don't want to harm or destroy your bodies with things that harm it. Now, that's all for today, guys. Hopefully, this was a little bit helpful and talking about reminding yourself that your identity is in Christ. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you tell your friends and family to listen in as well. The podcast is now available on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Listen Notes, and more. If you have someone else in mind that you think would make a great guest, you can DM me at allforgodsodeogloria_podcast on Instagram, or DM me at afgsdgpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and remember, in all you do, do it all for God's glory.